Access to affordable health care is always an issue, but especially at a time when people are losing their jobs or working less. In Gillette, a local reproductive health clinic recently lost its county funding that will likely impact the type of health care low-income people there will receive. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler explains.
Gillette Reproductive Health is located in a nondescript building surrounded by many other doctors' offices, pharmacies, and the hospital. Not many people in the community know it's there or what exactly they do. Julie Price Carroll is the clinic's executive director.
We had a physician say that we were the best kept secret in town. And we're like, wait, we don't want to be a secret. You know, anybody that needs us can come and use us.
But that best kept secret became a headline story after the Campbell County commissioners did not approve the clinic's $35,000 funding request after three of the five commissioners indicated they did not want to fund them. That's after questions surrounding abortion services and referrals rose to the surface. Gillette Reproductive Health mostly serves people who are uninsured, underinsured, or who have really high deductibles. And yes, men go there too.
So a lot of things we do are like wellness exams, pap smears, breast exams, clinical breast exams, STD testing and treatment, UTIs, sports physicals.
Carol says that they've even started providing more general services like diabetes care because they are seeing a growing need in the people they serve. The subject of abortions, referrals, and emergency contraception was initially brought up in a question and answer document that goes along with the funding application process. Deej Reardon is the chair of the county commission.
A couple of the commissioners were concerned that Gillette Reproductive Health supported abortions, recommended abortions, or provided information as far as abortions go.
Those questions and concerns made their way to social media, causing heated community-wide discussions about what the clinic does and doesn't do. But Carol wants to be clear.
Gillette Reproductive Health has never performed any abortions, and no medical referrals have ever been given at Gillette Reproductive Health.
The nonprofit clinic has been the recipient of the Campbell County 1% tax funds off and on since 1999. But it's been continuously funded since 2010.
The county money was a direct patient money. What people would have to do is if they lived in Campbell County, they would have to give me different documents to prove that they were in need or whatever, and then they paid $25 for the well woman exam.
The clinic's board president, Wendy Gottner, says the cut may have a huge impact.
The moral conversation or the philosophical conversation derails us from providing services in our community. And in this case, the money goes nowhere else but to basic wellness exams. The bottom line is, without this funding, $25 wellness exams become $145 wellness exams, period. That's what happens.
Carol says if they can't replace that funding, the price of those exams could even go as high as $250. She says she is concerned for all of the patients who may not be able to afford this service, especially the women in this economic downturn who may see this as another thing they can go without.
When we are, as women, have children and our children are needing something, whether it's tennis shoes for school or a fee for an activity, we women sacrifice ourselves, so we're going to give that money that we have, whatever little bit we may have, we're going to give that to our children or to the events. We're not going to take that and spend it on ourselves through medical care.
Commission Chairman Deej Reardon, who supported funding the clinic, agrees the community will feel the impacts of the cuts to this service, and that includes other medical providers.
Something's going to give. If they don't have the funding, they won't be able to provide the service. Some of those things will end up at the hospital for emergencies and those type of things, and whether it's paid for or not is then up to the hospital, and it could be one of those things that's never collected by the hospital. So there will be some of that. Most of it will be things that just aren't taken care of.
That could likely drive up costs. Gillette Reproductive Health Board President Wendy Gottner says the effects have the potential to play out on a more personal level, too.
As we start to hear those stories from our neighbors and our friends, and maybe even experience it ourselves, I'm wondering if this conversation of blocking money to help folks get affordable health care might change a little bit. Because all of a sudden, it's the people we know who need this clinic, who need to have access to affordable health care.
Reardon says he's taken the board's overall decision as an opportunity to encourage the community to support the clinic. To kick it off, Reardon donated $500 to the clinic as a private citizen. Carol, the clinic's director, says while they haven't made any decisions about how they'll be handling the drop of funding, so far they've received around $11,000 in donations from the community to help replace the loss. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Gillette.